Okay, today is Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, and we're actually on Kuf Yud Aleph. We're at the Mishnah, Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Here we go. Hachoshesh Bishinav. If somebody has a toothache, Lo Yigama Bahen Es Hachometz. He cannot swallow vinegar. Right? You know what I mean? Swallow? Sip. Can't sip vinegar. Why not? Because no healthy people do that. No normal person does that. So when you do that, obviously, clearly, it's done for refuah, and there's an isser of taking medicine on Shabbos. It's very simple. However, aval matabel hu kedarko, but you can use it for a dip, vinegar. That people do. They make salad dressing out of it. That you can do. Vim nisrape nisrape. And if you get healed, that's okay. Again, normal use, not a problem. We've always said you're allowed to have chicken soup on Shabbos. You're doing it because you have medicine. Yeah, but normal people eat it. Now we say, this is a little different. Not that different, right? So to sip vinegar, nobody does that. So you can't do that because that looks like it's refuah. But if you want to just have it like a dip, people do that all the time. That's okay. Hachoshesh b'masnav. If someone has a stomach ache, lo yasuch yayin v'chometz. You're not allowed to smear wine or chometz. Why? Nobody does that. Only sick people do that. Aval shtachu es hashemen, but you can use oil. Shemen, oil, deodorant, come kind of creams and oils. That's not a problem. Below shemen vered, but not rose oil. Why not? Because b'nei malachim tzachim shemen vered. I'm not going to say it. That's what the kings do. That you don't do that. Who do you think you are? They don't serve that in your house. In the White House, they serve that. Not in your house. B'nei Malachim Tzachin Shemen Al Makosein, Shekein Darkin Lotzuch Bechol. They do that during the week, the Malachim, the kings. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim Heim. All Jews are considered B'nei Malachim. What's Rabbi Shimon coming to say? Rashi's going to say in Amud Beis. What he's coming to say is, there's no such thing where we treat different Jews differently. So what if you are a B'nai Melech? What if you're some fancy person? Then it's okay, and a regular guy is not okay. You never find something where we make a division like that in Klai. So, well, if you're this tax bracket, then yeah. And if this, you never find such a thing. Now, we do find something similar. There are halachas that are different applying to, let's say, Talmud Chacham or a regular person. That's true. But to say regarding this, don't find such a thing. Says Reb Shimon, everybody's like that. Somebody needs a medicine? Only the malachim? Yeah, so by the guy, only the malachim, whatever. We don't have a rule like that. It's all the same. If it's found by one person, you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. Why? Because normal people, albeit kings, will use it. No, even during the week. No, maybe just to maybe, who knows. No, not lav dafka for refuah. Maybe just, some kind of... some kind of body lotion or something. Okay, even during the week. Now, Rabbi Lehem Ravacha Aricha, so Ravacha Aricha to Ravacha Bar Papa, that's also the same person as Ravacha Bar Papa, in case you were wondering. Rabbi Avo, he said to Rabbi Avo, Tanan, we learned, Hachoshesh Bishinav, if someone has a toothache, Lo Yigam Behenes HaChomet, he's not allowed to sip Chomet. Remember, do you mean to say, the Chomet's Ma'al L'Shinayim? That Chomet is good for the teeth? After all, why don't you do that? Aye, but see what it says, like the vinegar in for teeth, uka'ashan le'inayim, and like smoke in someone's eyes, right? The pasuk continues. So you lazy good for nothing, right? The pasuk in Mishle. So what do you see? Like being lazy is a bad thing. Vinegar is a bad thing, not a good thing. Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha, you know when it's bad? Bikiyuha depeiri, when it's... What? How do they translate that word?
Acrid juice.
Acrid juice. In other words, it's not fully vinegar yet. It's some intermediate stage. That's not good. That's what the pasuk means. Ha, bechala. When is it good? Like our Mishnah? When it's pure vinegar. Like vinegar, sour, great wine, right? So at some point, it's not even that. It's some kind of, spoiled grapes. That's takabed. When it's vinegar ready, it's good. I'll give you a different answer. Ha, ba, ha, b'chala. It could both be talking about vinegar. Ha, when is it good? The ikamaka. Yeah, when you have a wound, then it's good. Ha, when is it bad? The lekamaka. There is no wound. What are you doing if there's no wound? I ikamaka masi. If there's a wound, it helps. Lekamaka, if there's no wound, marpi, it heals. I'm sorry, marpi doesn't mean ikamaka, marpi, it makes it worse. It doesn't do anything, it makes it worse. So that's how you can answer the stira. Pasuk says that it's bad. Yeah, it's bad if you don't have a wound. Okay, next. Lo yigamer b'heres hachometz. You can't drink vinegar. Ay v'hatanya, but we have a brisa that says lo yigamea upolate. You can't like swash it around in your mouth or sip it and spit it out. Avo magame ubolea, but to swallow what you could do. Right. So you see that the brisa says you can. Amar Abaya. So Abaya says, you know what? Kitnan nami masnitzin megamea upole tnan. Our Mishnah also means, when our Mishnah says you're not allowed to do it, it means to spit it out. However, to swallow it, that's mutter. Like the Brisa said. So it says Tosvos, the Tosvos of Ki, the little one, Ki, right? V'seifa, and in the Seifa, Diktoni that said, Avo mitabel hu kidarko. Or what did the Mishnah say? You're not allowed to sip vinegar, but you can use it for a dip. So why didn't the Mishnah say, you're not allowed to sip vinegar, but you can swallow it? Why did the Mishnah say that? It's also mutter. So it says Tosfos, Seifa diktoni avo mitabel hu kidarko. Hu adin? The havim matzi lemitznei bimigamei boleya. It could have said you could swallow it. Ella orche demilsenakat. It took the more normal case. The normal case is, you use it for a dip. You don't swallow it. Ein echanami, it's mutter, because it's abnormal, but the more normal case is, you use it for a dip. Okay. Rava Omar, back into the Gemara. Rava says, afilu tema megamea ubolea. You could even say that our Mishnah is talking about you swallowed it?
Yeah.
You swallowed it. Kan, you know where it's mutter? It's mutter lifnei tibul. Before you eat. Says Rashi, lifnei tibul, lifnei achila, it's a little up where we are, not that much up. Lifnei achila, before you have your meal, mutter. That's mutter. Why is that mutter? Shedarken haya litbol b'chometz b'chol yom. That's a normal thing. Everybody uses chometz for a dip. Everybody has salad dressing and stuff like that. Vanira omer, zehu tibulo. And someone who's looking at it will say, all right, the guy's a little hungry. He's, you know, before the meal, he's getting ready. Lachar tibul, after the meal already, now it's usher. Why? Hakol yodin shekvar sod. Everybody knows he ate already. V'tovel kol tzarkri. Who already ate? What's he doing now? Oh, now he must have a toothache. That's how Rava answers the stira. And Khan, when is it usher? Back into the Gemara. Lachar tibul, after he ate. Right? V'nema, midilifnei tibul shari. Why don't we say the following? Since it's mutter before tibul, lacha tibul nami shari. It should be mutter now after the meal as well. The Amar Rava said leka midi b'shabbos. There's no such thing on Shabbos. Shari ubayom kippurim aser. There's no such thing that's mutter on Shabbos, and on Yom Kippur it's aser. There's no such thing. Why? Hoel. The Shabbos Shari, Yom Kippurim, Nami Shari. It's all mutter. Whatever's mutter on Shabbos, it's mutter on Yom Kippur. So, meaning what? So, let's look at the Rashi. Meaning what? V'nema midlofnei tibul Shari. You see the Rashi? It's long, but he says it good. De'ein l'cha she'asu l'mitzas ha'Shabbos, mutter l'mitzasu. There's no such thing that's mutter on some part of Shabbos and also a different part of Shabbos. And before the meal, it's mutter. No such thing like that. It's mutter at between 2 and 3 o'clock, and the rest of Shabbat is not mutter. What kind of thing is that? That Rava didn't say like those words. Rava said, there's no such thing as mutter on Shabbat and usher on Yom Kippur. It's the same thing. Can't have part, on this Shabbat it's mutter. On Parshas B'Shalach, it's mutter. On Parshas Yisro, it's usher. What kind of thing is that? Before the meal, it's mutter. After the meal, it's usher. On Shabbat, it's mutter. On Yom Kippur, it's usher. No such thing like that. They'll go hand in hand. They're all the same. You can't have a part, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't have part of, it's mutter part of Shabbos, usher part, no such thing. It can't be mutter on Shabbos, usher Yom Kippur. It can't be mutter this Shabbos, usher next Shabbos. No such thing. Dashmayin Lurava Baparak Yantif, Bemsekhis Beta, Dharmar Gabe Tvila. He's talking about a man going to the mikvah on Shabbos. Why is he going to the mikvah? Let's say he's a Valkeri, or he wants to go to make himself, whatever reason it is. So, Hoel, B'chihai Gavna. We apply the principle of Hoel. What does that mean? Diktani Hasam, the Ein Matbilin Kalim B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to put Kalim in the mikvah on Shabbos. Gesundheit. Why not? It's Misakein, right? Before I couldn't use it. Now, what about a person? Can a person, same story, by the way. Can a person go to the mikvah? Before he was Tameh, now he's Tar. So can he go to the mikvah on Shabbos? The answer is yes. Adam Tovel. A person is allowed to go. Kalim not, you yet. Vamrinan, Kalim, my time alo. Why can't Kalim go? Amar Rava, but Meshinira can Misakein Kli. So Adam, Aval Adam, Nira Kimekar. What's going to happen if a person goes to the mikvah? People will say he's cooling off, he's hot. He's cooling off, he's chilling out. Vamrinan, Tenach, B'Shabbos. The Shari Rechitza. That makes sense on Shabbos, where on some level Rechitza is mutter. Right? Well, the parameters, whatever, but on theory it's mutter. You gotta wash your hands on Shabbos. Av B'Yom HaKippurim Da'asa Rechitza. But in Kippur you're not allowed to do that. V'akol Yodin, everybody knows the Tovel who. Everybody knows he went to the mikvah, Umasakin Atzmo. And the only reason why he's going is because he wants to make himself Tahar. Ma'ikol Ameimar. What about that? So the Gemara there answered, Ha'ikka Lemigzar Atu Mitzakin or Tzvi. It should be Gzera Atu Mitzakin, like by the leather of a Tzvi. I don't know what that means, but it's Mishrek Gzera. So Amar Rava, no, Lakamidi di Surah Shabbos. There's no such thing where it's Asur on Shabbos. There's no such thing by Isur Shabbos. Debe Shabbos Lishtri, that on Shabbos it's Mutter. Ul Yom Kippur Asur, Litzer. And on Yom Kippur it's Asur. There's no such thing. Ho'il. Since it's mutter on Shabbos, it's mutter on Yom Kippur also. Meaning, we don't break up a Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So too a Shabbos, this Shabbos and next Shabbos. So too this hour of Shabbos and that hour of Shabbos. So what kind of answer is that? Well, before the meal, yeah. After the meal, no. There's no such thing like that. So the Gemara answers, you're right. You're right. Hadar bei Rava meha. Rava took that back. Took it back. Right? He gave an answer. That was not a right answer. Now the Gemara says, how do you know he took back that? This. Maybe he took back the din about Shabbos and Yom Kippur not being different. How do you know he took back this answer? Maybe he took back the other answer. So the Gemara answers, no, don't think that. The Tanya, because you have a Brisa that says, Kol chayvei tvilos, tovlin kedarkan, anytime you have to go to the mikvah, bein tishabav, then Yom Kippur. Doesn't make a difference if it's Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur. It's all the same. In other words, there is an idea of going to the mikvah on Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av. Such a thing. So that he never didn't take that back. He took back the answer that there's a difference between before and after Shabbat, before and after the meal. That he took back. Take this back. Why should you take it back? It's the Brisa that says that. But look at Tosfos. Tosfos of Tovlin. Tosfos just says, don't think that we hold like this. You're not allowed to go to the mikvah on Tisha B'Av. Perakam with the Tainus, Paula Galer Rabbi Chanina Sigana Kahanim. He said, V'Amr, he said, Kedehu Beis Elokeinu La'aveda Lav Tfila Achas Pashana. It's Kedai, that the day that the Beis HaMikdash is burning, so one day you can't go take a shower. One day you can't go to the mikvah. That's Kedai. Right? Kedehu Beis Elokeinu La'ab, right? Kedai as respect for the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. La'abed alav tefila achas pashana. To wait, to not go to the mikvah one day a year. V'hilchitza kavatzei k'da'amar b'yushami. And we pass it like that. Which is why the mikvah is closed in Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. They're closed. Right? It's not a time to go. It's not appropriate. But, okay. Hachoshesh b'masnav. Then we said, back into the Gemara, if somebody has a stomach ache. So what did we say? We had a whole discussion about the can you use Shem and Vered? Tanakama seemed to say no, and Rav Shimon says it's not a problem, right? So Amar Rav Ava Bar Zavda, Amar Rav Halacha Ki Rav Shimon. We paskin like Rav Shimon. Okay, now Limemra, do you mean to say the Rav Ki Rav Shimon Svirale, that Rav holds like Rav Shimon everywhere else? Rashi says that Limemra the Rav Bekule, right? For to be makel. Others say, Bekuli Shabbos, Rilei, Krib Shimon. He holds like him the whole in every area of Shabbos. Now, why? Just because he holds like him here, he has to hold like him everywhere else? It's a very strong question. It's a very strong question. The Rishonim already asked that question. The Ramban asked that question. What kind of question is this? Because he holds like him. He holds like Shimon to be Mekel, right? Lememor Rav. Vomer of Tzir Bar Achia Mishmei Derav. Hai Mitzuchraya Dinaz Yaisa. Let's say you have a leak in the barrel, and you plug up the leak with a cloth. And what's happening to the cloth? It's getting wet. All right, maybe it's getting cleaned. Right? So you have such a thing. Aser luhud ke biyomatava. You're not allowed to stuff it up on Yontif. You're not allowed to do that. Says Rashi, why not? Rashi says, aser luhud ke biyontif. Benekev, in the hole. Mishum schita. Because it's schita. What is schita? It's a tolda of dosh. Right? It, somehow, the afal, what's happening here? The liquid's going into the cloth. And then you're going to wring it out. That's schita. You have no kavana for this, right? Alma lo svir like Rav Shimon. The davar she'enam is chavin. Rav Shimon holds a davar she'enam is chavin is mutter. And Rav just said you're not allowed to do this. So obviously he doesn't hold like him, right? So we're going to answer. No. It's a psik resha. Down to happen. So before we get to that, so by the way, so the Ran and the Rajba asked, why did the Gemara ask this question? Just because we hold like him about Shem and Vered, why does that mean we hold like him everywhere else? So the Ramban answers, that the Gemara must have assumed that since Rav held like him here, he held like him all everywhere. The Gemara must have assumed that. That just begs the question. Why make that assumption? Right? So Tosvos actually addresses this, and he says that you have the whole Gemara wrong. The reason why Rav Shimon allowed it was because the reason why he allowed Shem and Vered, not because, you know, he said, because B'nai Malachim, it's not really the reason. The reason was because he held, it's a davar she'enam mischavin. You're applying oil on your body, right? Why are you doing that? Not for a fool. Because it's I smell great. It's great stuff, right? It makes my skin smooth. That's why I'm doing it. Not for a fool. And what might happen? I might get a refuah. Well, that's a davar she'enam mischavin. I don't intend for that. And therefore, it really is the same machlokas. That davar she'enam mischavin. Okay? So back to the Gemara. No, that case of the barrel is not a raya. Why? Because Bahahi, that case, Afilu Rav Shimon Moda. Even Rav Shimon would agree. That what? That you're not allowed to plug up the hole. Why? That by Rav Amir Dharma Tavayu, Moda Rav Shimon, Psik Resha, Velo Yomit. Rav Shimon agrees with the Psik Resha. And this is the case of Psik Resha. Rav Rav Chia Bar Ashi Amar Rav, Halacha Kirb Yehuda. And not only that, Rav Chia Bar Ashi said in the name of Rav, Halacha Kirb Yehuda. That what? The davar she'enam mischavin is not mutter. The Rav Chanan Bar Ami Amar Shmuel Halacha Kirb Shimon. Rav Chia Bar Avin Masni La Below Gavri. He said it without any other names. That what? Rav Amar Halacha Kirb Yehuda. Shmuel Amar Halacha Kirb Shimon. So you see again that Rav does not hold like Kirb Shimon. He holds like Kirb Yehuda. Three people said it. El Amar Rava. Rava said, Ani Va'arisha Bechabura. Me and the great man over here in the Chabura. Sir Gemina, we gave it an answer. Umanu, who's that great man? Rav Chia Bar Avin. Halacha Kirb Shimon. No. He agrees with Rav Shimon over here, but Velav B'taime, but for a different reason. My Halacha Kirb Shimon. Ilema Halacha Kirb Shimon. The Halacha Kirb Shimon. The Shari. That it's mutter. That what's mutter? Shemon Vered is mutter. Velav B'taime, but for a different reason. The Ilu Rav Shimon Savar. Masi. Rav Shimon holds. It works. Right? Rashi says, the Ilu Rav Shimon Savar Masi. Vafilu hachishari. It's still mutter, even though it works. Why? The ain lachal de mutter la lazeh v'asa lazeh. You can't have something mutter for one Jew and also for another Jew. Right? So that's for sure. So we said, I'm an aleph, right? That's what Rashi said. Here is where he says it. V'rav savar lo masi. Rav says, no, it's not allowed. It's not allowed. It doesn't work. It's not allowed. V'savar rav lo masi. Rav holds it doesn't work. Not allowed. V'amigatani b'nei malachim sachin al gabi makoseyen. Shemen vered. Michal demasi. It obviously works. Why does it obviously work? Because everyone agrees that the kings did do it. Why would the kings do it if it doesn't work? Obviously it does work. Right? Obviously it works. That can't be right. Ella, rather, halacha k'Rav Shimon, d'shari. Rav agrees with Rav Shimon that it's mutter, but v'lav l'taymeh, but for a different reason. D'ilu Rav Shimon savar afagaf lo shchiach shari. Even though it's not common. Right? You live in some poor town. Nobody does this. Yeah, they do it by the palace. Not by you guys. Says Rav Shimon. So what? So what? I hold everyone's a b'nei melech. You happen to have some because you got some somehow. Good for you. V'rav savar, no. Ish chiyach in. If you live in a town where it's very common, then that's okay. V'ilo lo. V'ilo shchiyach lo. And if it's not shchiyach, then no. No way. V'asra d'rav shchiyach mishcha devarda. And in Rav's town, it was common. Rav allowed it, not because he agreed with Rav Shimon that everyone's b'nei melech. He doesn't agree with him about that. What does he agree with? He agrees with him that it's so common. It's like any other Shemin. And Shemin's mutter. The only question was Shemin Vered. The last Rashi of the Perek says, Shemin Vered, b'mkomo shal zeh, hasach mimenu, v'dam of yikarin, it's expensive, v'akol yodim she'eno sako el l'refu ashari, t'chol Yisrael b'nei melechim heim. That's what Rav Shimon holds. Even though it's expensive, I couldn't care less. Rabbi Yehuda Oser, Demuchacha Milsa. Rabbi Yehuda says it's Oser. That's the Tanakhama here. Why is it Oser? Because it's obvious you're only doing it for medicine. Why? Because you're not a Bnei Melech. Hashkafically, maybe, that's all wonderful, right? The Jews, Lamaisa, you're not. But Rav Namikur, Rabbi Yehuda Sirile. Rav also holds like that. He agrees with that, in principle. Eldim, Komo, Hu, the Shari, the Shriach. It was very common, the Sachin Shemin Verit. V'lach Demuchacha Milsa. It didn't look like you're doing refu at all. What did it look like? No, you get up in the morning, you put this on your body, everyone does it. Everyone, the whole town does it. Right? Therefore, it was mutter. Did he agree with Rav Shimon on the nekuda of everyone's equal? No, he didn't agree with him at all about that. But, happens to be, in his town, it was common. Hadron Allah, Shmona Shratzim. Hadron Allah, Shmona Shratzim. Hadron Allah, Shmona Shratzim. Next. The malacha of kosher. Interesting malacha. Ve'elu kisharim shechayavin aleihem. These are the following not that you're chayav on. Okay? Says Rashi. Hamenuyin ba'avos malachos. This is one of the 39 malachos. In case you didn't know that. Diktoni ha-kosher v'hamatir. Kosher is tying, and matir is untying. Kesher shel kayama. A kesher shel kayama. She'eno matiro la'olam. That is never going to be undone. Is that what he means? Does he mean that really? Really? Dumya, just like the kushre chute yurios, like the tying of the chutim of the yurios, the tying of the strands of the curtain, hanifsakos that got ripped. Okay? Right? What does Rashi say? That any kesher shel kayama, any kesher that's going to last, so to speak, forever, right, is also. That's a malach of kosher. The Rambam, respectfully, disagrees. The Rambam holds, in order to have a kesher, in order to be over kosher, you need two requirements. Number one, it has to be a kesher shel kayama. And number two, it has to be a kesher uman. If it's not a kesher uman, you will not be chayav according to the Rambam. Okay? How do we paskin? We paskin like both of them. All to be machmer. So there's no kula here. Even though Rashi is much more makel, Rashi says you only have one requirement. Tosfos says you need two. Anyway, Rashi might hold that even the rabbanan anyway. Right? There are three levels. The Mishnah Berurah starts off Hilchos Kosher. It would say like this. There are three levels. There's a kashir daraisa, a kashir darabanan, and mutter. What are the three levels about? It's really tomorrow's daf. So You'll be in surgery somewhere, so you'll have to listen. Kesher HaGamalin, the Kesher of camels, the knot of the camel. What do you mean the knot of the camel? We'll see what that means. Kesher HaSaponim, the knot of the ship, right? Kishem Shehu Chayiv Al HaKosherin, just like Yichayiv on the Kshira, Kachu Chayiv Al HaYitaron, Yichayiv on the untying of it. Okay? Now, the Mepharshim on the Mishnah ask, why did the Mishnah have to say, right? Why did the Mishnah have to say, Kesher Shal Kayam Shehu Chayiv, the knot of a camel? Wouldn't it have been much more simple if the Mishnah would have said the following? Kesher that's in the Mishkan, any Kesher Shal Kayama. Why did the Mishnah give example without defining the rule? Elu Kesher Eichayev, a Kesher of a camel. Why don't we give the rule? Right? So, some of the Mepharshim on the Rambam explained, Kiryas Melech Rav says, because maybe you'd be chayiv even if you didn't intend for it to be kayama. But by definition, it is. Right? We're going to get to the intent in a minute. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says something very interesting. He says, how come by kesher, by the malacha of kosher, it goes by your kavana? We don't find that by the malacha. And kavana to write two letters. No, it doesn't go like that. I wanted the letters to last. I didn't want them to last. That makes it relevant. What?
There's definitely kavana.
Malachas Machsheres is about why you did the malacha. Right? Not about not lasting. Not the lasting. So he answers because kosher is the only malacha where you don't really do it. Not the only malacha. It's one of a few malachas. You don't do anything. I have a string over here and a string over here. I put them together. So, you don't do anything. The only way you do something is if you intend to it for to remain. Then you just accomplish something. When I write two letters, I accomplish something, whether I wanted it to last or not. The two letters are right here. Before there was no letters, now there are two letters. Before there was a whole page, now there's an erased page. Before there was raw, now it's cooked. Right? Before the item was here, now it's over there. What did I do over here by kosher? Took two letters and I put them together? I didn't do anything. Because there's anything by tofer also, by sewing. Right? Same, a little similar, not the same exactly. Right? So, okay. So we'll get to that also. Anyway, Rameir Omar calls kesher shehi yichol atir ba'achas miyadav in chayavanov. Any kesher that you can undo with one hand, you're not chayav for. Okay? My kesher gamalin kesher sefiru. What is the kesher of a camel? Kesher of a boat? Ilei ma kitra de kitri bezmama. The kitri beistarida. If it's the kesher, here's the story. A boat had a A camel has a ring through its nose, right? How'd that ring get there? Somebody put it there. What do you do with the ring? What do you do with that ring? You attach the rope to the ring. Are we talking about the rope attached to the ring? It's hitting with a ship. The top of the ship, you drill a hole to the top of the ship. You put a ring in there. Then you attach a rope to the ring. Are we talking about the rope that's attached to the ring? No. Are we talking about the rope attached to the ring of the camel in the camel's nose? We're not talking about that. Why? Hi, kesher she'einu shel kayamahu. Those aren't meant to last. Right? Ella, rather. Mama gufe. No, it's the knot that you tie to the end of the ring itself. You stick a ring through the nose of a camel. You tie that ring to itself. That knot's never coming undone. Or, das dirida gufe. The knot that you tie to keep that ring in the ship, that's never getting undone. That's staying there forever. Those knots I'm talking about. Remei Omer Kol Kesher Barav Ach Devay Achvu Demar Acha Aniva L'Reb Meir Mahu. What about a bow according to Reb Meir, right? Which can get undone with one string. You just pull it and it gets undone. Time Reb Meir Mishum Diachol Atiro Ba'Achas Miyadav Hu Vanam Yachol Atiro. So this will certainly work. You could pull it out with one hand. So is that what he meant? Oh, Dilma. Tamad Rameir Mishum Diloma Hadek. Or Rameir meant to say that it's not tight. Vaha Mahadek. And here it's tight. So take him. Okay? Next. Yesh lecha kashrin, she'ein chayav an aleim kesher akabal v'kesher asfanim. There are some knot that are not like the knot of a camel or the knot of a ship, and they are mutter. For example, kosheres isha mi pesach chaluka. You can tie a woman's dress, right? Tie the back of the dress. I'm not sure what this is, the front of the dress. Some shirt, some undergarment, whatever it is that she has to tie on her. That you can do. That's not a kesher kayama. Rashi explains, because the right shoulder was tied on the left side, and the left shoulder was tied on the right side. So the Gemara is going to say tomorrow, even if you can somehow untie one and wiggle yourself out of it, even if she can do that, we don't know which one you're going to untie. So they're both always going to be untied. She's not wearing that forever. Right? So therefore, it's mutter. Same thing. Chutei sevacha. The strands of a hat, she would tie a hat. V'shel piskia, or a belt. Ritzuos minel v'sandal, or the straps of a shoe or a sandal. V'nodos yayin v'shemen, or jugs of wine or oil. U'kadeir shel basar, or some kind of meat container that has a knot. V'lozav Yaakov Orin, Omer, koshin lifnei behema v'shvil shelo teitzei. You're allowed to tie up an animal that it shouldn't leave. Okay, what exactly does that mean? We'll get to the Gemara. Anyway, Hagufa Kasha. The whole thing is inconsistent. Amarti Yesh Kishar Rinjain Chayav and Love Kakesha Gamal and Kesha Asfanim. So first, the Mishnah starts off by saying, there are some knots that are not like a ship or a camel knot. Which means, Chayuv Hudaleka, they're not Chayuv, Harisura Ika. But Midrabanan, they're a problem. Vahadar Ketani, Kusharas Isha Mipesach Haluka, Fil Lechachila. And then we said the woman, even Lechachila. So like it seems like we skipped the level. We went from Daraisa all the way to Mutter. What about the Darabanan level? So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar. Here's what it means. Yesh Kisharin. There are some knots. She'ein Chayavin Aleim Kikesha Gamal Kesha Asfanim. There are some knots that are not like the knots that are Chi of Daraisa. Umay Nihu. And what are those? Kitri Dekatri Bizmama. Vekitri Dekatri Da'as Tirida. Those are the knots that are tied to the ring itself. That's the knot that's tied to the ring of the camel. Or the ring of the boat. Those rings, those knots are drabana. Why? It could be like that for a month. In other words, the ring is tied. That you're not allowed to do on Shabbos to the cloud. That's Doraisa. Now, what do you do with that ring? You tie a rope to it to lead the camel, or to lead the ship, or to hold the anchor, right? Those knots, that's drabana. Why? Tachshel Kayam is going to be there forever, but it's going to be there for a while, right? And there are some that are mutter lechachila. My nihu, what are those? Kosher is pitzchei chaluka, like the shirt of a woman. Okay? All right, we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.